96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, summer used to be time for school-age kids to take a break. Well, not anymore. Parents and education experts are pushing children to study more and even to do homework during the summer months. So how do you keep young people engaged in education when most of them certainly want to say enough already during the summer? Well, my guests have a lot to say about that question. Dr. Sonia Ford is a licensed clinical therapist. She's also host of Family Affair on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. Raynell Umbel-Zapata is an education activist and former president of the Ward 5 Education Council. That's here in Washington, D.C. And Gilbert Perkins, also known as Sage Salvo, he is an adjunct professor here at Howard University. Also uses hip-hop to help teens learn. Want to hear from the parents also. Are you doing it? Are you trying to keep your children more engaged during the summer? Or are you of the mind that says they work hard all year? Let them rest their minds a little bit. Are you interested in hearing all views on this issue at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page. Find me at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Sage, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Good to talk to you again. So, first thing, Raynell, let me ask you, since you have kind of had your hands in education with the Ward 5 Education Council, why not let kids rest their brains during the summer? I remember when I was in school, kind of rested my brain a little bit. You can probably tell now. But, you know, when I got back to school, we started learning some of the same stuff that we were learning before. And I used to think, gosh, I know that already. So why not let them rest during the summer?
Well, you know, it's a different time today and competition is stiff out here. Kids trying to get into college, they have to keep on top of things. And I doubt very seriously if you really rested your brain during the summer. You had that summer book to read, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of things that keep kids, keep their skills up, keep them involved in reading. I'm sure that you were asked to do a little math here and there for mom.
No, because I wasn't. and it may be because I'm 50 now. But I mean, I think that because of, you know, back then, no, I wasn't asked to do it, but I was somewhat bookish. And so I did do some reading. But I think you're right. A lot of young people are not just reading a book or two. They are doing math and they're on the web and they're doing homework. Sage Salvo, can you save the children? I mean, you know, do you think it's really necessary?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And even as the commenter said earlier, the summertime, although it is a moment to sort of rest the brain, I think it's a way to give new forms of stimulation to the brain also.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good book called The Brain of Music. I think it's by Mr. Levitikin. And he speaks about the ways that kids can learn through music, which is obviously a lot about what Words Live does. But it's about finding other ways to tap into their curiosities and stimulate their brains.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sonia, when you deal with young people, you know, where do you think they fall down during the summer? If they don't read, if they aren't engaging educationally, do you believe that they are at a loss? I'm not even talking about America competing on the global market. I'm not talking about competing against the kids next door, just dealing with the child brain.
Well, I think they are at a loss. Being a school counselor, I worked on the elementary level, the high school level, and now on the middle school level. There is a loss when they come back after a summer break. And the reason that there's a loss is because they're not stimulating their brain. They're not engaging in those activities. So when they come back to school, many times, as you mentioned yourself, you're relearning what you already knew. So that whole first quarter of school, oftentimes students are relearning what they learned at the end of the school year. And it's because of that loss during the summer. So it is important to stay engaged. And I like what Sage Salvo said about finding creative ways. And you can find creative ways without actually doing math problems. I know when I go to restaurants with my son, what he does is he calculates the tip. He's doing math. So you have to think about, you know, you have to think about what kind of fun things can you do to keep them engaged. I think that's one of the important pieces.
Exactly. And that was probably the point I was making, because you use math daily. It's you can get in the kitchen with your kids and cook and have them do measurements. This is an excellent time of year for you to reconnect with your child, because you're not in that real heavy, let's get the homework done, the baths done, bedtime, and get ready for school tomorrow. You have some free time to really engage your child, to talk about the book they're reading, to sit down and read kids' posts with them in the newspaper, to really introduce them to the world that they live in. I think that right now we rely too much on equipment to teach our kids.
I was about to say that, because you said you're in the kitchen and you're, you know, teaching them, you know, about math. Really? Because I would imagine that a lot of young people, they just pull out their smartphone. And you know, I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny, because they would prefer to do the smartphone than to find those smarts in their own head.
When that smartphone becomes a measuring cup, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But
let me taste your cooking.
But you know, I have problems with people using the telephone and the iPads to babysit their children.
Mm-hmm.
Kids. I was thinking as I was on my way over here, you use fine motor skills to learn how to draw. If kids don't learn how to write and develop those fine motor skills, where are your next artists coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, oh, well, they don't need to learn how to write correctly or use their handwriting skills, I say, no, you need to develop those fine motor skills, and that's one way to do it.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. A lot of people want to get in on this conversation, so please stay with us. The phone line, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about educating your children even during summer vacation, keeping them engaged. We'll be back. Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about keeping young people engaged in education when a lot of them would probably rather take the summer off. My guests are Dr. Sonia Ford. She is a licensed clinical therapist and host of Family Affair right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Raynell Umbel-Zapata, she is an education activist and former president of the Ward 5 Education Council. And Gilbert Perkins, also known as Sage Salvo, he's an adjunct professor here at Howard University. He also uses hip-hop to help teens learn. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you even after we switch over to SiriusXM Channel 141. So just hang in there with me. Let's go to Sherelle, calling from Washington, D.C. Sherelle, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I do agree with the kids. Well, like I said, my kids go to KIPP in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest grandson started when he was 4, and he has summer packets, spring packets, Thanksgiving packets, Christmas packets that he has to have. They give it to him. He has to turn it in when he gets off of that vacation break. And he's required to go to summer school if he wants to attend that school.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with it because me growing up, we lost a lot when we went back to school. We didn't read books or hard. We did more playing. We might have occasionally did work, but not as much as what these kids know. And like I told the lady, when I went overseas to Scotland, mm-hmm. the kids were going. I went in June, July. They were going back to school. I'm like, back to school? Aren't they out for summer break? They say no. They get out at their time is like 2 weeks at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so much advanced and ahead of us.
Wow.
United States, our kids are behind.
Have you seen a change in your child as a result of this summer work, or I should say holiday work as well, because you mentioned other breaks?
Yes, compared to my, he's 11 now. He started at kid, like I said, at four.
Mm-hmm.
His brother started in the fifth grade. He's a lot more advanced than his brother.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Sherelle, thank you.
The one that started fifth grade. The younger one is more in advance than the older one because he started doing this extra homework and his extra summer packet at 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Sherelle. I appreciate your phone call. Audrey, calling from Odenton. Audrey, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, it helps a lot. Let me tell you, thank you for putting this out there.
Okay.
Because I started my children when they were young. I would go to Costco or Sam's and get the booklets from kindergarten on. And my kids are in honors now. And I wouldn't let them take a break during the summer. I'd make it fun. And they enjoy school so much.
Wow. Interesting.
Yes, they would love to see the bus coming. They just thought it would be fun because I made it fun. And I bought the booklets. And they really enjoyed it. And my kids are, AP students.
Audrey, thank you so much. Sage, let me ask you about something that Audrey just said. She said that she tries to make education fun, which is what you're doing with Words Live. Give me kind of the thumbnail sketch of what it is that you're doing with that.
Certainly, and I'm going to differ a little bit from right now here and speak about the balance of using technology and digital mediums.
Well, I only have a minute before the break, so go ahead.
Oh, so Words Live, what we do is we create a taxonomy that taught writers' approaches, and it's a writer's approach to anything ranging from literature to songs to poems to novels to speeches. So it's a classification system based on designing a listener or reader experience. When you take that high-level view, you can then dig into things like hip-hop or alternative or rock and look at the ways that writers utilize technique and device to reach their audience. So that's how we kind of incorporate some of the music. But there we're teaching the very same skills and techniques that Shakespeare, Chaucer, Wells, Wordsworth are using in their compositions as well.
So
it's again a fun way to stimulate the kids.
I like that a lot. If you are on the phone, stay with me because the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. That includes Sheila, Dana, Thomas. Don't hang up. The phone number 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with me. More of your phone calls also.